Polo's got the Hamilton tournament coming up next week. They're in between tournaments this week at Trenton on Tuesday. Princeton's going to be coming up tonight. And Jonathan Pickrell's head basketball coach of Apollo. You had the Osborne tournament last week. I think when we visited last, you were going to play the back game of a back-to-back where you had Putnam County on that Thursday and then Gallatin on that Friday. And you talked about the Putnam County game that was much closer than what the score indicated, much more competitive with the score indicated. But it was going to be a situation where we're going to have to turn around and go back-to-back with a league test against Gallatin. It looked like from the score it was a far different type of game as Gallatin won 49-35. They're a little bit different type of team too, pretty guard oriented. How'd you play in the back to back situation and what was the game like?
I thought first Fleener got a technical in the Putnam County game. Wasn't anything major, but just based on my decision, I sat him out in the first half against Gallatin. And I told the boys we need to go out there and compete in the first half, just keep it close. And we managed to score 6 points in the first half from missing a lot of easy ones. We ran box and one pretty much on Jet and tried to make everybody else score, and Jet still finds ways to get his points, and some of those other guys stepped up big for them in the first half. And then the second half, Fleener was able to play, and I thought we played really well. Honestly, I thought in the second half that we were going to give them a run for their money. We kept their lead down to single digits and just kind of ran out of juice right there at the very end. So I thought we handled the back-to-back pretty well. I just think just being shorthanded without our best offensive weapon kind of put us at a disadvantage. But if we'd have had him for a full game, who knows what would have happened.
And DeKalb, first round of the Osborne tournament, you figured, I think, going in that, you know, with a good week, Polo could have themselves a pretty good tournament. For the most part, it looks like that may have happened. I don't know if it necessarily did start well or not. I think DeKalb is improving this year. I think they've demonstrated that the last couple weeks. And you did win the game pretty comfortably. How the game unfolded, I don't know. But I know that they struggled to compete this year.
Yeah, they're a pretty young squad, and I know they're going to get better. Coach Linebach's doing a good job with them. I thought against us that they played really hard. They played really well. In the second half, we had a comfortable lead at halftime, and my goal going into the game was try and get some of those younger kids a little bit more reps that maybe don't see very much varsity time and see if there's any way that against guys about their size that they could go out there and help us do some good things. And Fleener sat the whole fourth quarter. Kind of rotated in different point guards, different lineups that really I haven't done all this year. So it kind of gave us an opportunity to see some different kids in different situations, which was a good thing.
And then had the semifinal game against Stuartsville, who's been very consistent this year. They're a team, I guess, that could be categorized as maybe troublesome in the 275 conference. They've been consistent against everybody else too, so you're probably going to have to play well to win. You played well enough certainly to compete and kept a game that ended up going overtime in the 40s. Now, to whose advantage that was or not, I don't know, but it looked like you certainly had yourself at least gave yourself a chance to win.
I felt like that game should have been ours. I mean, our boys played so hard. We had 21 offensive rebounds, didn't turn the ball over more than, I think we had 12 turnovers on the game, including overtime. I thought we played really well. It was a physical ball game. And I think that kind of altered our state and theirs. The officials did a great job calling fouls that were fouls, and they kind of let both teams play, and they were pretty consistent. So, and that was good for our boys to have a little bit of physical play, because our conference side, I mean, everybody on our side of the conference is physical and has a lot of experience. So I feel that it was very beneficial for us to be in a game like that and be on the losing end, because we had at least 10 opportunities to probably finish off that game and pull out a win, and we just were unable to do that. So I think it was good to go back and watch that stuff on film with the boys and just kind of critique things that we didn't do well and things we can learn from.
The trophy game then was against Pattonsburg, handled, I guess, the situation whereby you lost the semifinal game well then, because you turned around and beat Pattonsburg. And remember, that was kind of a screwy situation due to the weather. You had to play the games on Thursday, and then what was going to end up being – well, I guess you guys were going to play on Friday anyway, but the situation was a little unique because they were trying to pack everything into that Friday. Nonetheless, you beat Pattonsburg, won 65-42. There, I wouldn't characterize them necessarily as that physical of a team. And if you did go ahead and kind of play the same way that apparently the Stuartsville game was, I would think that would be your advantage. Is that the way it was?
Yeah, and we definitely, early in the game, attacked the middle of their zone early and often. Shot selection was outstanding, getting a lot of good looks inside the paint. We kind of tweaked our zone offense a little bit, try to throw Cole Bartlett in a high post and just try to see what we could do. And the high-low game between him and Fleener was really impressive, putting our two best playmakers and passers inside against the zone. Not only were those two getting good looks, but then on the outside, Jared Robinson and Garrett Jones and some of our younger guys, they were knocking down shots. Jared Robinson finished with 32 points on the night, just went on a spurt there in the second quarter, even into the second half, where he just shot lights out. And a lot of that was just getting the ball inside, making the defense collapse, and then kicking it out to a wide-open jump shooter, and he was knocking them down.
That looked like then you had played a pretty good week of basketball. For that matter, you'd played a stretch of games where you saw a lot of positive things. To me, going all the way back to probably NCMC, I think there were positive things at King City, Putnam County, Gallatin, and then the Osborne Tournament, regardless whether you won or lost. It looked like you were in a decent shape going into a home game with Trenton on Tuesday. But for the second time this year, Trenton won, and it looked like they kind of commanded things to a degree. Are they a difficult matchup for you?
Yeah, they've got two things that we don't really have. One, they've got a true five in the Cotton Kid, and then they've got experience. And I think in the game against us the other night, I think experience was more of the benefactor than it was necessarily Cotton. We respected him quite a bit inside, but really Guile and their other shooter really got it going from the outside and just made it really hard. Harris, I was trying to think of his name. But those two kids from the outside just shot lights out. Once they got their confidence going, it was really tough for us with a lot of younger kids that are still trying to feel themselves out as far as playing against really, really good competition such as Trenton. Just trying to understand what we can do offensively and defensively to limit teams that are playing really good basketball right now.
Okay, next up is going to be Princeton. Got them tonight, and to me there's some parallels, I think, maybe between Polo and Princeton, at least from the standpoint of how their seasons are going. Both are stronger teams probably than what their scores suggest. I tell you what, everybody that Princeton has played, I'm not positive necessarily about Putnam County, but boy, they seem like they figure out a way to take everybody into the fourth quarter and then sometimes deep into the fourth quarter. And then if they finish, and maybe I should say if they figure out a way to finish some of those games, they're going to be really tough.
Yeah, I would say we're both in a similar situation, just scores don't necessarily reflect how a lot of the games are going, because even a couple of their losses in conference have been really close games up till the very end. They're another young team that, experience-wise, they're still trying to figure things out, but they've got a lot of really good athletes, and they play really, really hard. So when it starts clicking for them, I know they're going to be really tough to beat also. I agree with you. We're both in a similar situation. Just tonight, we're glad to be in our gym playing against them instead of traveling to Princeton.
And that's Jonathan Pickerel. He's head basketball coach of Polo.